This is the Houston Texans 2026 season preview, and it opens with a ledger that shouldn't add up to 12 wins. The number one defense in football by expected points allowed, welded to an offense that kicked 48 field goals on scoring drives, the most in the league, and finished dead last at turning scoring chances into touchdowns. That team went 12-5, won a road playoff game in Pittsburgh, 30-6, the first road playoff win in franchise history, and then got handled 28-16 in New England. The market's response is to make Houston the clear 2026 division favorite, ahead of the team that actually won the South. This episode is about whether that flip is analysis or amnesia, because the parts of Houston's 2025 that won games are the parts our 10-year data trusts least, and the part that broke is the part it trusts most. What was real? The defense, top to bottom. First in expected points allowed. First in efficiency against the pass on charted dropbacks. 47 sacks, 7th most, and 28 takeaways, 3rd most in football. The fingerprint, we'll get to it, is aggressive man coverage with a 4-man rush, and it survived every injury the season threw at it. Will Anderson turned in the season of his life, a career-high 12 sacks and first-team All-Pro, per the league's announcement, and got paid like it in April. 3 years, $150 million, the richest deal a non-quarterback has ever signed. The offense's reality is grimmer but more specific than bad. Overall efficiency, 21st, rush efficiency, 30th, at nearly minus 0.1 expected points per carry, with rookie Woody Marks grinding out 703 yards on 196 carries as the room's survivor after Joe Mixon never played a down all season. But, and this is the detail that reframes the whole roster plan, the protection was already fixed. Houston took sacks on 4.8% of dropbacks, 7th fewest in football, one season after ranking 6th most. C.J. Stroud, around the Week 9 concussion that cost him 3 games, was fine. 3,041 yards, 19 touchdowns against 8 picks, 16th in adjusted net yards per attempt, a balanced middle-of-the-pack profile in our stable versus volatile splits, 13th in the repeatable core. Nico Collins put up 1,117 yards in 15 games, 10th among receivers in points per game. The offense wasn't broken everywhere. It was broken in two named places, the ground game and the last 20 yards. What was luck? One loud flag. Turnover margin plus 16, second best in football. Our 10-year rule on top 5 margins is blunt. They fell from an average of plus 12 back to plus 3 the next season, costing about a win and a half on their own. The one score record, 7-5, sits safely under the danger line, and point differential calls 12 wins roughly honest. So Houston's regression exposure is narrower than Jacksonville's, but it stacks with a second, quieter discount. Defense itself is the least sticky unit in football. In our data, defensive efficiency carries barely a quarter of its year-to-year signal. Offenses persist. Defenses regress toward the middle. A number one defense doesn't stay number one. It stays good usually, and the distance between number one and merely top five was worth real wins to a team that scored like this one. The market is pricing the defense forward at full strength. History politely declines. The identity, charting data via NFLverse, is DeMeco Ryans distilled. Man coverage at an above average rate, cover one at the 6th highest rate in football, and almost no blitzing, 9th lowest blitz rate, because a front with Anderson and Danielle Hunter doesn't need the help. A 30% pressure rate while blitzing at one of the lowest rates in football. That's the exact profile our league-wide blitz economics endorse. Pressure without paying coverage for it. And its architects return whole. Ryans, coordinator Matt Burke in year 4 running it, and, for the first time in Stroud's career, the same offensive coordinator 2 years running, Nick Cayley. The offensive fingerprint is one of the league's most extreme spread diets. 3 receiver sets at the 4th highest rate, heavy personnel at the 2nd lowest rate in football, pass rate over expected essentially neutral. Continuity everywhere then, which cuts both ways, because continuity is also what produced 48 field goals. What changed is a single-minded offensive rebuild. The line got the veteran and the pick. Braden Smith, 8 years a Colts starter, on 2 years and $25 million, signed away from the division rival, and Georgia Tech guard Keelan Rutledge at pick 26 after a trade-up, with another interior lineman at 106. The draft's other trade-up took Ohio State nose tackle Caden McDonald at 36. There was no third-round pick. The backfield got David Montgomery, acquired from Detroit in March for Juice Scruggs and picks, 716 yards and 8 touchdowns last season, installed as the lead back ahead of Marks, with Mixon released after the failed physical. Tank Dell, 20 months removed from the catastrophic knee, worked the side field at minicamp and is trending toward a training camp return, per the club. The retention list is long: Hunter on 1 year and $40 million, Dalton Schultz back, Reed Blankenship in from Philadelphia, Collins's deal reworked, and the one unresolved item is the big one. Stroud's extension talks are paused, the fifth-year option is exercised for 2027, and the make-or-break framing is coming from every direction. Off-field scan, clean. So the 2026 question is arithmetic. Can the offense buy back the wins the luck is scheduled to collect? Here's the honest shape of it. The field goal problem is the most fixable kind of broken. Houston put together 83 scoring drives, the same count as Jacksonville, and turned the league's worst share of them into touchdowns. A red zone offense that merely climbs to average, behind a rebuilt interior and an actual short yardage back, returns 2 to 3 touchdowns worth of points without a single extra yard of offense. The rush efficiency problem is harder. 30th is not a one-piece fix, but Montgomery's 8 touchdowns last year were exactly the goal line profile this roster lacked. On the other side of the ledger, minus a win and a half of turnover regression, minus whatever the defense gives back to the middle, and a schedule that now runs through a division that kept its best coaching staffs. Stroud is the swing variable, and the reading on him should be measured. The stable core is 13th, solidly good, unspectacular. And the 7th best zone coverage efficiency in football says the accuracy plays when the structure holds. He hasn't yet been the guy who beats the structure. In this offense, in year 2 of the same system, behind this line, he may not need to be. Fantasy names to know: scored half PPR. Collins at WR9, pick 23, is the clean buy. 10th in points per game at the position in an offense that should finally add touchdowns. Montgomery at RB21, pick 50, is priced on the roll. The 8 touchdown goal line profile in the league's worst red zone offense is either free money or a mirage, and the rebuilt interior is the tiebreaker. Marks at RB44 is the handcuff with standalone passing down value, 24 catches as a rookie. Jaden Higgins at WR54 flashed 6 touchdowns on 41 catches in year 1. Stroud at QB23, pick 143, is effectively free for a possible top 10 passing offense. And Dell at WR77 is pure upside on a 20-month rehab. Draft the medical report, not the memory. The verdict: Houston is priced as the division's best team, and the profile says it's the division's best defense with a genuinely improved offense and a scheduled luck payment coming due. 9 to 11 wins is the honest range, the same range as Jacksonville's, which is the point. The two teams at the top of this division are separated by which regression you believe in more: Jacksonville's turnovers and coin flips, or Houston's turnovers and defensive gravity. We'd rather hold the team the market is charging for its luck than the one it's excusing. Houston is very good. The price says perfect. Follow the Houston Texans feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Texans preview. Every number verified.